T-Mobile.
D9V.
Mobile.
Morning, Ken.
Working 2 days this week?
Gonna work three? I don't know. They asked me Tuesday if I wanted to work Thursday and maybe Friday. So, I'm sure. Why not? I'm here to help.
That sounds good. This business must be picking up.
Me, they put 29 pallets on. I was fully loaded coming back from where I was Tuesday. My normal run, I've never been that full. I haven't been that full. I think I've made the entire run.
Breaking in slowly.
I don't see how they can do with that. Probably got more to do with parts. We need more parts. Or somebody saying, we need to get rid of these parts. One of the two. Today, they got me on a different route. Actually, I'm doing the same route with some other stuff tacked on. So, it'd be interesting. I'll add to let you know how much they load me up this time.
That place is not running down there just for one pallet.
The Anderson run. And the last couple times has been not on a pallet. It's been a box, cardboard box, not a pallet.
W2JKT Mobile.
Good morning, Eric. Happy Friday Eve.
Ken, yeah, happy Friday Eve. It's I got one more day this week and then one more week before vacation.
That
sounds like fun. Going anywhere?
I'm going to head up to D.C. To visit my folks. I haven't been up there since like April or May or something like that. So I'm going to go up Friday and come back on Sunday. And then we're having Christmas with the kids on Tuesday because they go back to their dads on Christmas Day. So we'll do Christmas a little early with the kids.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You driving?
Like 6.5 hours, so it's not too bad.
Sometimes. I even did that on a motorcycle twice. Me and the wife on a motorcycle. Had a great time. Good trip.
You know, it's, from Shelby, it's like 6.5, maybe 7 if I take my time. So, you know, I'll go up Friday morning early and stay Friday night, stay Saturday night, and get up early Sunday morning, come back.
It's a beautiful ride going to the Shenandoah Valley there. And they got a really nice campground there, Ken, if you ever get up that way and decide to go up there. They got a real nice campground up in the Shenandoah Valley. We rode through it because I want to check it out, but I can't tell you how to get there.
The camp up there one day.
If you want to, take a camper there and drive on into D.C., see the sights and everything, turn around, come back.
Nothing up there.
Smithsonian and see all the touristy things. Of course, we went during law enforcement week, so that was a special occasion. A lot of ceremony going on then.
Not happening. I don't care nothing about that place.
Yes, don't need to do it again.
Here, courtesy of the federal government, I went there to a symposium for law enforcement. That was great. A lot of good knowledge gained from that, but. I tell you, yeah, I don't think I'd want to go just if it wasn't law enforcement week, I wouldn't go. They probably wouldn't let me carry my weapon anymore. When I was working, hey, oh yeah, no problem, just sign the log here, no problem. And me.
ESW. W2JKT. Since I have 2 weeks off from work, I'm definitely planning to use that coax finally, Ken.
Good. Put it to use anyway, right?
Yeah, put together. I got the ballon and the wire and everything, so it's all assembled. I just need to get it up in a tree and run the coax over to it. I need about 160 feet of coax to get to the tree from the operating station, and there's plenty on that spool for that. But, yeah, I should have the time over the break, and then that'll give me an operating station at the main house. then I also got the fiber optic cable run between the two houses, so now I don't lose internet every time I key up the amplifier, because that long ethernet cable between the houses was picking up, you know, whatever I was transmitting, and, you know, the ethernet switches have common mode chokes in them, but they just weren't strong enough, and, yeah, so now that I have fiber optic, there's no problem with that.
Maybe one of you guys can answer. Sensor sensors in your tires, you know what I mean, and it tells you which tire's low or whatever. When you rotate the tires, how does it know?
A relearning procedure. There's a tool I have that will, like you go into a menu and they put it in TTMS learning mode, and then you go around to, you start at the front passenger tire, and you use the tool to activate the TTMS transmitter, and then it honks the horn. Then you go to the right rear, and it do the same thing, honks the horn, left rear, and then left front. And then that tells the computer which transmitter is for which. Now, of course, it's going to be different for every car, but yeah, that's the way it's done online.
I take it to the dealership, and they do a tire rotation. They probably do that. I just wondered. I got this one darn tire. It doesn't matter how much I fill it up. It must have a slow leak. It always wants to creep on down.
Mag rates me to no end. I finally, my wife's car had that, and got some new tires on it. Solved the problem, finally.
Taking 2 weeks to go down 5 PSI. Man, you're gonna struggle to find it.
Soapy water and put it on the valve stem. That sounds like a valve stem, but you never know.
That's low. My money would be on the valve stem, too.
This needs to be tightened up.
Put it up and let it close again. Sometimes that'll be good.
Valve stems and plugs, in case you need a tire plug for a flap or a new valve, and just spray and soak the water on there if it's leaking. Try to tighten it down. If it's already tight, just pull it out and put another one in.
Right at the beginning. Go ahead, Eric.
That's a very slow leak in the valve stem. Sometimes if you just push the pin in, let it a little air out, and then close it again, sometimes that'll fix that.
The valve stem first. Just yesterday afternoon, it was pressured up enough it didn't notice it, but on these cold mornings, the sensor noticed it and gave me a light.
The burster bubble, I've had nails be a super, super slow leak. And actually, the one the wife started, it was a super, super slow leak. It was a pain, let me tell you. I must have plugged that thing 4 or 5 times, and never could get the plug right. That good, you can have it taken off and put a patch on the inside. But if you don't have that much tread on it, you can try and plug it or replace it.
Original tires on the car, I got 37, almost 38,000 on it, but I mean, they still look good.
Tires on my truck, these are due.
Down to the wear bars, too. I'm not looking forward to that. Tires for my truck are quite expensive.
Yeah, I have to get the 10 ply of the light truck tire.
Yeah, same for me.
I filled up fuel today. It's 3:05 up on the mountain at the QT, the new one. And I went past by Sam's Club. It was 3:04 there a day or two ago. And now it's up to 3:26. Sam's Club, so I figured I better stop and get fuel this morning before it goes up at QT. So I stopped, fueled up to 3:05. Okay, this is Ken. I reset my mileage, and it's 27.4 so far. It's my mileage per gallon.
Hey, what size motor you got in that thing?
Need everything. Remember, I'm coming down that big hill.
That. So are all the diesels, are they like straight 6?
Got a 5.9, and they got all kinds of different diesels out there, but usually they're in line sixes. I know they have the eco diesel line out of the stuff. From what I heard, just stay away from those.
All in my truck, I've got a diesel V8 in mine.
Good one though.
Box motor.
That was good enough for me.
Wait, Leon.
6.7 in line six.
And I've never had a diesel. I know a friend of ours back in the early 80s, he had a diesel pickup, but I don't know what kind he would have had back then.
90. This little indicator gauge I've got here for the fuel mileage, I'm right at 27 to 30 miles a gallon.
Fully believe a big motor where it can turn very slow at a higher speed going down the road to get better gas mileage.
They pull it. It cuts it in half with it pulls.
Half of 25 ain't bad. It's like with my Hemi, I mean, 10's about the best I'm going to get.
I'm pulling my camper. My camper's around 9,000 pounds. 30 feet, and I can get 12 to 14 pulling my camper with my diesel.
Only 5,000, maybe 6,000 loaded. Anything special with your year model, Leon, on that makes it get such good fuel mileage?
Newer ones get even better. I haven't looked at the newer ones because that is too price happy for me. Plus, if you want to change them around later on, put it that way, you have to start looking for an old electronic control module for the motor. Because you can't, they got it written in the software, you can't modify those or something. But mine's a 2017, and that age range is from 2008 to 2018, I think. I mean, when you get to 2019, that's when the ECMs have to be changed out. And they got that special writing there. But I'll tell you, the new ones, the transmissions in them are supposed to be out of this world. 8-speed or 10-speed, but everybody's raving about the transmissions.
I was thinking about it when I retire, thinking about getting a different truck to pull my camper. I really would like to go out west. So.
Are encrypted, so you can't modify anything on them, but Ken, once you go diesel, you'll never go back when you're pulling stuff. It's just an amazing difference in how well it performs.
In the truck, even when I'm not pulling, like right now, I love driving my truck. I'd much rather drive this everywhere I go. It's just a nice ride.
Yeah, the newer ones just weren't so expensive, though. I priced out a Ram 3500, and it was like darn near 90 grand. Equipped the way I wanted it.
Did all the bells and whistles. I just figured I know, like, the difference between my 1500 Ram and that work 250. It's like, man, that 250 is rough riding.
3500, when you drive down the rocky road, you know you're riding a truck because it'll bounce you all over the place. But as soon as you get on the road, it's just super smooth. Without the extra tires.
Seems like most of them nowadays are four-wheel drive.
It's four-wheel drive. You can buy them in two-wheel drive. I think if you're going to pay that kind of money, you might as well go and get four.
It's been like $14,000 to get the diesel option now.
Is that gasoline high-output model?
Drive used to kill you on fuel mileage, but now I think it's about the same.
Transfer case was running all the time, and everything was running all the time. All you did was lock and unlock your hubs, pretty much. Now everything's just up to the transfer case. You got the drive shaft going to it, but the transfer case don't turn unless it's engaged.
Just passed me flying by, and then he cut over in front of me. Well, dang, the two trucks that were in front of me were on doing 50. Had to jam on the brake.
down 85.
Reasonable on the southbound side today, but then again, we're all fighting this wind, so, yeah, my car is definitely complaining about the wind with the battery. I'm driving into it, must be, because I'm already down to less than half.
On the EV, how much, just a little bit of the wind or something aero messes it all up?
Power, it actually gets more efficient, so that makes a lot up. That makes up a lot for headwinds. But with an EV, you're always running at full efficiency, so you don't get anything for adding power. It just takes more out of the battery. So yeah, it's very sensitive to it, and yeah, I'm definitely driving into it this morning.
I really noticed that when I put that roof rack on there. I didn't figure it would make that much difference.
Difference. When I used to have an SUV, I put my bicycles on the roof and my cargo box when I would travel, and my highway mileage would go from like 17 down to 12, and and it was like, holy crap, and that was the first time I really appreciated what wind resistance can do.
When you're pulling a camper with your truck, if you put one of them big air dams on top where it kind of deflected the air, you reckon that would help any?
Not a whole lot, though.
It's going to offset the pressures and mounting of it.
It might make sense because you're driving, thousands of miles a week, but it may add up and up over time. But for something like that, for what you're doing, I doubt it would make any difference and certainly wouldn't be worth the cost.
Big old skirts they put on my trailers. I'm towing them around with the tractor.
Very small difference, but since that thing is getting full thousands of miles every week, that small difference makes a bigger difference in the end.
See the article where the, I think it was in Texas, they pulled over a tractor. It was bobtailing. He was, they were going through, and he didn't have a CDL and everything. And when they finally checked in the cab, there was 23 immigrants inside the sleeper. By the 72.
I sort of have a different tack for my beliefs about immigration. I'm okay just letting everybody stay. Just make sure they pay their taxes.
Like you, I don't care if they come in. Just come in legal and do the legal thing. I mean, I don't think I should have to put you up.
I mean, a lot of them work, but they get benefits too because that work is under the table. And, they don't declare their income, so they're able to get public benefits as well. I mean, just got to put a stop to all that and make sure they pay their income tax and, play the game on the same level as everyone else.
To flat tax, do away with the income tax, and that to get them.
In a hard way right now that, Americans are just not going to step up and take those jobs like everybody. So, we got farmers plowing crops under in the West because they can't find anybody to pick it at any price. Like, offer $20 an hour, nobody's going to do it still because it's terrible work that most people just aren't going to want to do at any price.
Coming up is definitely lazy.
We lost the value of work.
4ZLE in the lobby, mobile, headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Miss Angela. You guys running a little bit late this morning, ain't you?
I just cut my radio on, but yeah, we had a late day yesterday. I went to work and then got a phone call, and I knew brand new grandbaby, little baby boy born yesterday to my son and daughter-in-law. So kind of had a pretty happy day yesterday.
Congratulations to Grandpa and Grandma.
Congratulations, Anthony and Angela. Good morning.
Yes, and congratulations on being grandparents. It's always fun when they bring them into the world like that. And I'm at work, guys, so 73, y'all take care. And C9B.
73, Leon, have a safe day. KN4, GFW.
73, Leon, have a great day and be safe. We'll talk to you later. WTJKT.
Leon. Yeah, this is grandbaby number three. So, and then I've got a fourth one on the way as well that'll be here around Aprilish. So, yeah, all the kids are supplying us with the grandbabies. But, oh, yeah, good times.
Well, your radio money and all your truck motor money.
First grandson. I've got granddaughters. So this will be the first grandboy of the bunch. And the other one coming is going to be another little girl, too. So, but yeah, I can't wait.
Seven granddaughters, three grandsons.
Each boy makes pretty good choices, so I don't anticipate any grandchildren anytime soon.
You love your kids, but them grandkids, sometimes they're something special.
I'm not 100% that they all four made good choices, but maybe they all, you know, got lucky. But anyway, but now they're all four married, doing good, and got families, and I can't ask for any better.
You're right about that wind. Man, I'm up here at the Stars and Bars, and man, that thing's flying straight out.
Which way is it pointing? Is it pointing north?
I'm headed north, but I don't know. It looks like, I mean, it's pointed to the right if you're headed north.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Pretty low by the time I get to the office.
They got an open charger.
That charges when I get there. I get there early enough that I'm the first one. We have 230-amp chargers, so I usually grab the 40-amp as soon as I get there, and that gets me full by lunch.
They provide that for you guys.
Yeah, all the subsidy money was canceled, so I'm not sure how much longer Duke is gonna. I think it might actually be Blue Ridge. I can't remember, but don't know how much longer they're gonna have the free chargers. If they're paying for it, it'll still beat the snot out of driving and driving my diesel truck to work, 'cause that's my only other option.
Right.
Yeah, you guys were talking about gas mileage. I just spent last Saturday and Sunday re-gearing my truck over after 450,000 miles. I can't complain with the rear end going out on it. But I don't drive it all the time, so I re-geared it from 373s and went to 410 lockers. Some will be interested to see how it changes. I know it's going to hurt it a little bit, but I've noticed the truck don't have to downshift and stuff like that nowhere near as much. And then on takeoff, you don't have to go down on the gas as much. So maybe it won't be quite so bad.
A higher ratio there because to help you get going and help you tow stuff.
With it, you know, pull boats and stuff like that with it too. So I'd rather have the pull and I stay pretty local with it. So it's a 99 Z71. Round body. So we'll see how it does. But like I said, it was 400 miles. I can't be mad at that rear end for finally saying I quit.
It's raining this morning. Is it nuts or is it raining a little bit this morning?
It was supposed to rain. I mean, there was some flurries up in North Carolina, but that was about it, I think, for today.
The road and there's a little mist coming down.
Rolling down to the gate. So I'm going to say 7-3. Hope everybody has an awesome, safe day. And I'll catch you guys later in the week. KN4 TFW.
Okay, and be safe. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend. WTU JKT.
And be safe, buddy. KQ4 ZLE in the Wiping.
I'll swap all those gears out.
I took 2 days. I've done the rear on Saturday and on the front Sunday. I went with complete units already put together locally, so I didn't have to set anything up, so that helped a lot. The rear took the longest because I had to pull the axles, pull back plates and stuff like that, put all my braking hardware and all that stuff on, so that took a little extra time, but taking my time and wasn't too bad Saturday, Sunday.
At all. I used to have you know, if you remember the D21 boxy Pathfinders they used to have, I had a 94 model that had limited slips front and back, but they were really low ratio. So I got some aftermarket higher ratio pumpkins to put in there, and Yeah, I started that job and got about 2 days into it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to do this, so I had to hire somebody to come finish it. But and it took them another 2 or 3 days to do it because everything was just so janky in that thing. But, yeah, I'm glad it was an easier, more straightforward thing for you.
Rebuild and put all new stuff in, but I got I already had a good front end previous build, so I used it, and then the rear, I got a complete unit with locker and everything, with a 14 gear and everything, so that, like I said, that cut a lot of time off, not having to set all that up and go through all, you know, because it can be a headache.
I'm more into working on my own cars than I am now. Now with the kids and everything, there's just no time, so I just go to a shop. Plus, I don't have anything that's really that fun to work on. You know, the Cummins is just, you know, way too much, and, you know, the EV doesn't require any service. So those are my options for working on cars, so I just take them to shops now.
Fully understand that. I'm pretty lucky, though. I've got the area, and I got most tools required to do even a lot of the more major stuff. I've got engine lifts and several jacks, stuff like that, so, and the space to do it. So it makes it a little bit easier. Plus, you know, most of the time I enjoy doing it. Sometimes it's a headache. But with my old truck, I'm turning it into more of a toy than anything. So I'm kind of enjoying that one.
That's cool. Well, I'm starting to lose a repeater now, so I'm going to let you run. I'm going to give Courtney a call, see what she's up to this morning. But I hope you guys have a great day, and be safe in the hospital. And, yeah, have a good weekend, and I'll probably chat with you guys next week. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Man, well, you have a good day yourself, and be safe out there. And we will talk to you guys later. This is KQ4ZLE and the Wi-Fi clear.